when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome you to Biltmore Radio Time, produced and transcribed in the Marine Memorial Auditorium in San Francisco. The John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins are the mayors, and Bing's guests. Bing's guests? Say, Bing, you got the late pink. Who are our guests tonight?
Who?
Yeah.
Why, Ken, I distinctly heard you say that our guests would be Jack Teagarden last week. You said Jack Teagarden, Joe Vanuni, and Louis Armstrong. What happened to our big scheduled New Orleans jazz soiree?
Well, I don't know, but they're just not here, Bing.
Well, holy jumped up Toledo. Riverboat must have hit a mud bank somewhere near Hannibal, Missouri or something.
Well, don't worry, Bing. Armstrong, Teagarden, Vanuti, and the whole mob will be with us next week.
Next week? Well, the joint will definitely be pitching and tossing in, I'm sure of that.
That's a shambles, I know.
But meanwhile,
what are we going to do tonight?
You're facing a contretemps.
We are.
Mm. I don't know about you, Ken, but I'm ducking over to Arthur Murray's for a dancing lesson. My samba has gone into a slump. I'm not getting any business at all.
That's not all. It's not into a slump, either.
Not too loud.
Oh, no, no, Bing. You can't leave. You can't go from here. You've got to stay here and be troopers.
I see. The show must go on, huh? Well, the first one in the audience to holler why gets $8 and a box of Snickers. Wow.
$8.
We've been to too many quiz programs.
Well, Bing, this is serious. What are we going to do?
Well, somebody's bound to drop in and help us tonight, Ken. Our agents are out scouring the town at this very moment, armed with guns, nets, and money. Meanwhile, while they're out, if John Scott Trotter and the Rhythm Heirs are ready, Paramount has a new picture coming out soon, called Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. The Rhythm Heirs and I are going to sing the tunes from this Technicolor extravaganza for the first time on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, here's one of the brighter numbers from Connecticut Yankee. Title, Busy Doing Nothing is the title. John?
La, 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 la. We're busy doing nothing, working the whole day through,
trying to find lots of things not to do.
We're busy going nowhere,
just a crime.
We'd like to be unhappy, but we never do have the time.
I have to watch the river to see that it doesn't stop, and stick around the rosebuds so they'll know when to pop.
You must rehearse the songbirds to see that they sing in G.
Bustle, bustle, and never a moment free.
We're busy doing nothing, working the whole day through,
trying to find lots of things not to do. We're busy going nowhere, now isn't it just a crime?
We'd like to be unhappy, but
we never do have.
We never do have.
We never do, never do, never do, never do, never do, never do, never do have the time.
Well, Bing and boys and girls.
Oh, you're kind.
I know it. But, Bing, I'm still worried about not having any guests tonight.
What do you mean, no guests? Look yonder there. Isn't that Peggy Lee?
Well, it certainly is.
And I'll bet this is only in the beginning. Hiya, Peg. What brings you here?
Well, I was standing in the lobby of the St. Francis, and a fellow stuck a gun in my ribs and threw a net over me and handed me a $5 bill, and here I am.
What? And they're glad to see you. As well they might be. You see, Ken, you see what I told you? I knew our boys had snagged some people. You can take the net off now, Peg. Say, Peg, a few weeks ago we did a duet on that fine Cole Porter tune, So in Love. You want to do it again now?
Right.
You're here and...
Yeah, I got my $5.
Certainly, you
better say something.
You got it.
Pardon me, Bing, but before you and Peggy sing, I think I should remind the folks that there's still big bargains at our Philco dealers.
Oh, yes, in case anyone doesn't know about those fine Philco values, let them know immediately, Ken.
Oh, you're so right, Bing. And our Philco dealers have got just what it takes.
But don't look for guns or nets, folks. Our dealers are scouring the town with money. If you want to make friends with $25.65, see your Philco dealer fast while he's still featuring the hottest radio phonograph offer of the year. Now, just try this for size. With your purchase of a new two-speed Philco radio phonograph console, your dealer will include at no extra charge a regular library of non-breakable long-playing records, up to 80 different selections, including 8 complete Crosby classics. Man, that's money in your pocket. A clear cash saving of up to $25.65 on the most sensational combination in recorded music. But you better get a move on. This wonderful offer is almost over. Now is your last chance to set yourself up with the finest of radio phonograph consoles at a friendship-making saving of as much as $25.65. Don't miss these once-in-a-blue-moon values from Philco, the leader.
Very smooth, Peggy. Really smooth, and thank you very much.
Say, Bing, I was just out in the hall. You got an extra net around here?
Oh, we haven't even used a big net yet. No.
Well, if you can use it, I think I can snag a couple of extra guests for our show tonight.
Good. Who you got out there in the hall, Ken?
Phil Harris and his guitar player, Frank Remley.
Phil?
Yes.
Phil.
Yes, sir.
Holy God, we're in good shape.
Goes back to the Loftman Harris.
Way back.
Well, I'm surprised to hear this. I didn't know they're out in the hall. I thought Phil fired old Frankie.
Well, he did, but Phil's been taking Frankie around a lot of other programs trying to get him a job.
Oh, he finally got down to us, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder what they're cooking up out there.
I keep telling you, Frankie, I got to get you a job. Don't you see, living under our roof, eating our food, wearing my clothes, taking cigarette money from Alice? You're going to lose your self-respect. It's only going to hurt you.
Don't worry about it, Curly. I can take it.
That's the trouble. You can take it faster than me and Alice can make it.
This don't sound like you, Curly. Has Alice been picking on me again?
Well, do you blame her? Alice didn't mind feeding you or clothing you, but... Well, like that day you went to the racetrack, that really burned her up.
Well, a guy goes nuts not working. I had to have some recreation.
I know, Frankie, but barn money on our furniture.
All right, I was wrong, but did Alice have to carry on so?
Well, women are funny, you know that.
Yeah.
When she heard about it, she started to cry and ran upstairs and threw herself on the bed. That's when she really got mad.
Why?
The bed wasn't there. Can't you understand, Remley? It's not that we don't love you or we don't like having you for a house guest, but now you've moved in permanently.
Well, you and Alice always wanted a son.
Look, Junior, we want the kind that plays "This Little Piggy Went to Market," not "This Little Pony Went to the Post."
All right, all right.
When I talk about wanting a son, I mean a little baby I can play with. Someone I can pick up off the floor and teach how to walk.
Well, we've only tried that a few times, Curly. Give me another chance.
I keep telling you it ain't gonna work. Now, look, Alice says if you come home with me one time again, she leaves. So it's either you or Alice. And naturally, you know the decision I have to make.
Yeah. But don't worry about it. I know dames. Alice will come crawling back to us on our hands and knees.
Look, you got to get a job of your own. I keep trying to tell you I'm sick and tired of you depending on me.
What do you mean depending on you? I've been out working. How about them shoelaces? Didn't I go selling shoelaces from door to door?
Yeah, you went from my front door to my back door.
What door to door?
And big-hearted me. I get stuck with a pair of orange shoelaces.
Well, they look pretty, don't they?
On blue shoes? Them ain't even my school colors. Look, I'm going to get you some work. Now, look, I'm going in to talk to Bing, but I want to talk to Bing alone first. Now,
okay.
Wait out here, and I'll talk to him.
Right.
I'll see if I can break the ice.
Well, I'll see if I can get some White Rock.
I didn't mean that. Now, wait out here. Hey, Bingo!
Oh, hello, Phil.
Hiya, Bing. Long time no see.
I guess it's been 15 years.
Since we've seen each other?
No, since I heard that jazzy greeting. Long time no see.
You like it? Take it. You might get credit for starting it again.
I don't think you got it.
Hey, Bing, I realize we don't get together very often, but I listen to your program all the time. You're the top.
Thanks.
How about me on my program?
I lost you. Are you the fellow that's still over on that network? I can't... Can't find... What's on your mind, Phil? What's...
Well, look, Bing, I don't want to beat around the bush. I'm busy and you've got money. Look,
What?
I came here to see about getting a job for Frank Remley. You remember Frank, my guitar player?
Well, what are you doing out trying to get a job for Frank Remley, the guitar? You his agent or something?
No, it ain't that, Bing. It's just that... Well, I feel responsible for the guy. I picked him up from the gutter and put him up in my band.
Phil, from the gutter to your band is not up.
What do you mean?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Well, kidding. Yeah. This ain't no time to kid.
No,
I'm a kid. Right. What's kidding? I don't want no kidding routine. I'm 100 years old. I come here to talk business. Oh, hey? Lucky to get out of the house. I mean, you make a crack about my band, now back it up. What's wrong with my
band?
Well,
for one thing, Phil, if they ever start to count noses at Alcatraz, I know three guys you're going to lose like that.
That's a nasty remark. Why don't you leave them guys alone? They're out on prohibition.
No. You mean probation. Prohibition's how they get in.
All right. I don't want to learn a lot of new words. Let's just keep it rolling. What I'm trying to do is, can you find a job for Frankie or not?
Well, I'm always on the lookout for talent.
Don't change the subject. Now, do you want to do something for the kid or don't you?
Oh, Phil, you've had Frankie around to all the other programs and he was turned down. Now, why do you want to palm him off on a guy like that on me?
Well, it ain't.
Nobody wants him. You wind up with you trying to sell him to me. What's this?
Ain't nobody
kind
wants
of a hustle
him. That ain't it at all. I mean, let's don't sell the kid short. You know, Bing, the kid's got a lot of talent.
Well, maybe.
Other than playing. Look, give him a chance, Bing. The guy's changed a lot. Being out of work has mellowed him. He's industrious. He's serious. Well, look, you can see for yourself. He's right out here. Hey, Frankie. There he is now. Hey, Frankie. I want you to meet Bing Crosby.
Never mind him, Curly. Pipe the blonde.
Frankie.
Hiya, honey. What's your name?
Peggy Lee.
Look, Frankie, this is Bing over here, the one in the swamp. You got the wrong one.
take it easy, Clyde.
What are you doing around here, honey?
Well, I work here.
Frankie, will you break it up? I'm trying to get you some work.
I don't need work. My girl's got a job.
Listen, Frankie, you don't just go out and grab some blonde because she happens to have a good job.
Look who's talking.
Hey, Frankie, Phil tells me you had a lot of discouragement lately trying to find work, huh?
Oh, yeah, I got turned down all over town. In fact, last night I happened to walk into the Brown Derby and there was Curly drowning my sorrow.
Me and Frankie sat there a while, and finally we hit on the idea of coming to see you. Now,
oh, that's why you came up here to San Francisco?
San Francisco? Are we in San Francisco?
Why?
As long as we're up this way, Bing, look, how about giving the boy a...
San Francisco?
Hey, how about giving him a chance?
Well, Phil, if Frankie's looking for a job as my accompanist, I guess we can give him a little audition. Ought to be in order, huh?
No, that won't be necessary. I heard you sing.
Frankie, he wants to know if you're any good. He's sold on himself already.
Well, Curly, you better tell him what a great musician I am. I'll only start laughing.
Well, look, Bing, let me tell you something, Bing. Frankie's a terrific guitar player. Really a great man with a pick.
You don't do too bad with a shovel, either. I'd like to help, Phil, but I got a guitar player. I can't fire Perry Botkin. He's been accompanying me for over 10 years. He knows my every nuance.
Oh, blackmail, huh?
Look, Phil, now, I'd give Frankie a chance if I didn't have Perry. If, you know, if for some reason Perry couldn't work because he broke an arm or something, I'd hire Frankie without any question.
You wouldn't even ask how Perry got his arm broken?
Thank you.
Look, Curly, every time I get a constructive idea, you discourage me.
I don't get no ideas. So that's final, huh, Bing? You can't use an extra guitar player?
No, there wouldn't be any room for him. I can't see putting the fellow on salary. It'd be completely useless.
Maybe you could make him a brother.
Well, now, that's a thought. That's a thought.
Huh, Bing?
Well, you got something there.
Hey, you'll be proud of him, Bing. He's your kind of guy.
Now, wait a minute.
Hey, Frankie, how would you like to leave me and move in with the Crosby?
That's a tough decision to make, Curly. How does that Dixie stack up against Alice?
Frankie, that's no way to talk about ladies. They both stack up good.
Thank you, Phil. Dixie will be thrilled.
You see, Bing, with Frankie, you're not only getting just a guitar player, you know, you're getting a son.
Just what I need.
Yes, sir, that's the deal, huh, Bing?
I don't know, Phil. I'm worried about how Frankie'd fit in with our organization. You see, we have rather a dignified, conservative group. Well, they're well-behaved, and Frankie, you know, he's got a reputation for being a little, shall we say, mischievous, a little high-spirited. Well, you know what I'm, Frank, what I'm trying to arrive at.
I don't even know how I got to San Francisco.
Yeah, you see, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. Phil, if I put Frankie in with my men, it's just the old story. One rotten apple can spoil the whole barrel. However, I'll check with John Scott Trotter.
That's what I like about you, Bing. You go right direct to the barrel. Hiya, John.
Hello, Phil.
Say, John, I don't want to take a lot of your time either, but I guess you know what I'm here for. You see, Frankie needs work. Now, do you want to help him?
I'm always willing to give anyone a chance, Phil. Of course, in my band, all the boys read music.
If I ever catch one of my guys reading while he's supposed to be working, out he goes.
Hey, Phil, why don't you let Frankie speak for himself?
Yeah, Curly. What is it you want to know, Mr. Trotter?
Can you read music?
Fluently.
Lay it on him.
All right, I'm not going to put anybody on the spot here. I dislike doing it, but Frankie, here's a sheet of music. Let's see if you can read the first line.
Okay. Two black dots, a circle, four black dots, a circle with a line through it, four black dots.
There you are. Atta boy, Frankie.
Amazing. I didn't think you could do it. My hands.
Hey. Now, come on, Curly. I wouldn't be happy here.
Happy? What's wrong with it?
Well, it's too, je ne sais quoi.
Well, then, come on. I don't want you to catch nothing.
Thanks, anyway. Wait a minute. Wait, Phil. No. Here, you can't blow yet. Don't be cutting out. As long as you're here, stand by here for a little preview.
Preview?
Yeah. You see, Paramount has a new picture out soon called Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Peggy Lee, the Rhythm Ayers, and I are going to sing the tunes from this Technicolor extravaganza for the first time on the air.
Why?
Well, you see, if we do the songs and the listeners like them, they'll dash to see the picture when it comes out.
Well, what if they don't like the songs?
I'm in the shoelace business.
Hey, Curly, is Crosby broke?
Don't be silly. Got nearly as much money as Alice.
That's pure propaganda. John, Rhonda Fleming has got a very nice song in the show. Miss Rhonda Fleming, that is. She sings it, and this is Peggy Lee's demonstration of the same song. Nice, Peggy. Very gossamer.
Thank you.
Here's another merry tune from Connecticut Yankee. Stub Your Toe on the Moon. John Scott, give me a little downbeat and we'll leap right in.
Just a second, Bing. These new songs are thrilling and beautiful.
Thank you, Ken. Stub Your Toe on the Moon, John. We'll
but,
get...
Bing.
What do you want?
Well, it seems fairly obvious, doesn't it, bub? I've got to stub my toe on a Philco commercial here.
Okay, Ken. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to point out that no matter what Mr. Carpenter says, it has nothing to do with the plot of the picture. There are no Philco radios in King Arthur's court, no Philco refrigerators, no Philco freezers.
Yes, I'm going to speak to the factory about that. The order went in months ago. Gee, just imagine poor King Arthur without a Philco console to his name. Don't let it happen to you folks. Mount your trusty charger now while the great console tournament is still on at your Philco dealer and carry off your prize with a saving of up to $25.65 on the greatest combination in the history of recorded music. Man, the age of chivalry has returned. Your Philco dealer is giving away the greatest entertainment bargain of the year. While this special offer lasts, you get at no extra charge up to $25.65 worth of new long-playing records, as many as 80 different selections when you buy a new two-speed Philco radio phonograph console. Those dollars saved make it more than ever worthwhile to buy your new Philco console now. See your dealer now for the year's greatest radio phonograph values from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
And here, after a slight but delightful delay, is W. Paul the Moon. Oh, there's nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. When it dreams at the top of the sky, well, you just have to jump pretty high. But don't give up too soon if you stub your toe on the moon. Now you take Harry Hazlitt.
Who's Harry Hazlitt?
Big man, young Harry Hazlitt. Loves making gadgets. Life needs some new things, was his claim. Hopes one or two things might bring fame. This is the last time you'll hear his name. Nobody mentions Harry's invention. But do you think that got him down?
No.
Here comes the end when you gadgets to mend. He's the best repairman in town. So there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
If you stub your toe on the moon.
Stub your toe on the moon. Though it may be a blow to your pride,
you're a hero because, well, you drive.
So don't give up too soon if you stub your toe on the moon. If you stub your toe on the moon.
see, the piece has a ballad, which Peggy and I'd like to do for you now. We think it's quite lovely, and we earnestly solicit your approval.
Once and for always, let's have it understood. We will be together just the way we should.
Let's not wait and hope for something more sublime. Don't you know that always isn't too much time?
So it's agreed, our wishing days are over. This is all we need, and tonight we'll know by the stars above.
It up here. I do hope you folks have enjoyed Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen's score from Connecticut Yankee. My thanks now to Peggy Lee, Phil Harris, and Elliot Lewis, who plays Frankie, for joining up with us tonight.
Who's with you next week, Bing, or can you follow this one?
Well, we can only try. No, I'm just kidding. On the square, we got a mighty mellow jamboree cooked up with Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, Joe Fanuti, Red Nickel, Nick Fatul, Peggy Lee, Perry... Oh, Podkin, we're really going to fly. We're going to take off. We won't come down for a week or so. Good night, folks, and thank you very much. So long, Phil.
This program was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Murdo McCann. Phil Harris, here's the courtesy of Rexall Drugstore. Tune in to Coco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judge Collins of the Mayors, and Bing's guest, Peggy Lee, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Joe Venuti. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.